All right, I said yesterday that I met someone from the Middle East who had some opinions about what was going on in the Middle East. And his point was about Afghanistan. I didn't know this. Apparently, through the Reagan-Clinton years, 20 years or something, America was training Afghani tribes on Afghan's border with Russia as military soldiers, guerrilla soldiers, indoctrinating them in why they should fight against Russia. So all the people grew up and they had no marketable job skills. They couldn't farm, they couldn't, this is what was told me anyway. They couldn't farm, they couldn't make stuff. All they could do was fight as soldiers. There's all these people up there who can't contribute to the economy, only fight Russia. And they're indoctrinated to fight Russia. And the Afghani people aren't happy about this. And they think that America is a Christian country, and so it's the Christians and the Americans that did this. Because America's government was doing that under Reagan Clinton. Okay. That's the situation of things. Now, America's starting to kind of sympathize with was it Ron Paul? We don't need to be in all these wars. Okay, I thought that Don Knotts would have made a great wouldn't that be great to have Don Knotts play Rand Paul or Ron Paul, excuse me. Ron Paul. No. Andy Griffith would have to play Rand Paul. But psh. Okay, so I'd well, for both of you who have seen more than half an episode of the Andy Griffith Show, I'd say America is two countries. The Pilgrims were two peoples. There were the Christians and the non-Christians, and it's been the non-Christians that have been doing this. But the Afghanis don't understand that. I mean, goodness, if you want people to like you, empower them to be able to prosper. Don't indoctrinate them with your agenda. They'll follow you today and hate you tomorrow. And I really, I don't, I mean, it's what's going on. It's like, did the Pentagon not know that? Or whoever strategized this concept, was the goal to make a group of people make Russia angry at us for putting an enemy in their backyard and then those people to hate us later on? Was that the goal? Because it's like that's what it seems like. So I met this guy and he told me that that's kind of what's going on, and he said the U.S. leaving is kind of a good thing. They've been there so long doing this. And I just I look at that and I go, no, we don't need to be overextending ourselves. We don't need to be, as Don Knotts, Ron Paul, we don't need to be in all these wars. But I think one of my friends called them venture wars. There's bad stuff going on in Pakistan. There's bad stuff going on in Afghanistan. Okay, go in, kill the bad guys, get out. All right, okay. All right, we did that, and Trump's right. Now it's time to go home. Lingering too long is kind of a bad, dangerous thing. And I'll tell you, that was really insightful, because you don't hear about that. You don't get that part of history from anyone in the mainstream media. You don't hear that part. So are there times to do policing expedition work? Yeah, but I don't know, man. I mean, it just indoctrinating people like that. See, this is the thing. This stirs angry sentiment against the United States. Now, what do I do with that? Where does that hit Taiwan special time? The American people are responsible for that. Because as a democracy, America's people are supposed to watch their government, check their government, know what's going on. Voters should have said, okay, we got a policing operation over in Afghanistan, and voters should have quit their jobs or taken time off, saved up and bought an airplane ticket, flown over to Afghanistan in the 1980s and found out what was going on. Just ordinary voters should have done that, but they didn't. We don't live in a republic, folks. We don't live in a democracy. We don't live in a Republican democracy, which is technically the political system. Benjamin Franklin, we live in a republic, if you can keep it. Asked, came out of the Constitutional Convention. Some guy asked, you know, chips on the road still, probably. Some guy asked Benjamin Franklin, what hath ye wrought? Franklin said, a republic, if you can keep it. And we haven't kept it. Whose fault is it? Is it CIA's fault that a bunch of Afghanis were trained to hate Russia but not be able to have jobs and make money so that 20 years later they'd hate America and probably run to Russia? Is it CIA's fault? No. It's your mom and dad's fault. Sorry. If you're 50 or older, it's your fault. As the democracy, the people are responsible for their government. And the most tragic, horrible thing is if good men do nothing. And we can run around all day and say, well, I didn't want that. I was against it. Yeah, but what were you doing to stop it? The greatest evil that could happen in America, well, the second greatest evil, according to Thomas Jefferson, is central banking. But the greatest evil is when good men do nothing. The Bible, I do believe it's James, he who knows what is good and does not do it sins. So that's what we've done. The U.S. has committed a great sin of inaction by not being a part of, by not being an active part of the government process. And I'll tell you, I would hope that people at the Pentagon and CIA did not want to make the Afghanis hate America. I would hope that that wasn't their plan. I would hope that their plan was to make Afghanistan strong to be able to stand on its own and not be bullied by anybody. I hope that that really was their goal. But because they didn't have the people being involved, they pursued a policy that was all military, and now they've got enemies. You know, it's interesting. I remember I was asking someone about possibility of being a chaplain in the military. And it might have been... I'm quite sure it was a Christian who had been somewhere in the military, served in either Army or Navy or Air Force or something. He said, Jesse, as a chaplain, they don't want you to lead people to Jesus. They want you to preach so that people get good, become good soldiers. They want you to tell the main point of every single sermon needs to be, so get your gun and go kill people for Jesus. It's like that's like they preach to create soldiers. Now, that stuff eventually backfires. You've got a lot of veterans with psychological issues. They don't actually care for the people, and that's having a backlash. That reaps ill will. We don't want ill will. This isn't about ideology, and do we want to have people to be good soldiers? Soldiers should be good soldiers. But we have to care for people's long-term benefit. I mean, Ronald Reagan knew that he had an economy and that his good economy, being free enterprise, could stand up against Russia's centrally planned economy. And so, Ronald Reagan, let's make America great. You know, that was Ronald Reagan's thing. He wanted the United States to become this powerful economic force so that we could outspend China's military. And it worked. Russia had problems. Now, there's this conspiracy theory that Russia was always planning to go underground. But the only reason Russia, even if going underground and then keeping the backbone of communism there and then coming back later with a vengeance, which kind of looks like it could have been the plan, even if that was the plan, it only would have been necessary because Reagan's idea worked. He backed them into the place where Russia couldn't just get stronger and stronger. They had to go for like the defeated tactic. Reagan's theory worked. Free economy, not centrally planned, not one central authority planning everything else. Just freedom for people to do their business stuff. Regulate where needed, but not much. Stay out of the way for the most part. Get an awesome economy. We've got lots of money. Outspend them. That was Reagan's idea, and it worked. The Russians You know, the old Russian communism wasn't going to last one way or another. However, it wasn't going to work. Well, that's great. But why weren't we applying that with the northern Afghanis? When we were training the guys in northern Afghanistan to use guns, why weren't we also training them with vocational skills so they could have an economy to support themselves and outspend the Russians? Why weren't we doing that also? I really think it's just because you had a lot of people that sit in offices and work, and they didn't have enough Americans involved. So the bottom line I come down to is America's a country of the people. It's a republic if you can keep it. I put all this in my book, The People's Party. You know, I think I'm going to talk about this a little bit more tomorrow. See you then.